to technology now, and with us is entrepreneur and angel investor Peter Cowley, who scans the industrial horizon for us. On his radar this week, user interfaces in cars. What's that all about, Peter?
Yes, I noticed a couple of weeks ago that a company called Gesticon, a German company, which I met in Vienna some time ago, had been sold to a French automotive company. So I started to think about user interfaces on cars, which started very simply a long time ago with a Model T Ford, which had one on-off switch and one meter. And of course, it's got massively complicated since then. Slightly less complicated because we've got screens and touch screens. But if you go back to a car 20 years ago, it might have had 100, 120 buttons on it.
All right, so this is the idea of people interacting with their cars.
Yes, with not just obviously the indicators and lights, but all the other things, the entertainment system, the sat nav, the telephone, etc. And so there are two elements to this. There's the output, which is effectively what you need to see, which is the screen. Maybe it's some sort of voice generated information, or maybe the head up display, which is the one that you get in some cars, which sits in front of you, projected onto the windscreen, and then the inputs. And the outputs aren't really too much of a problem. You can get distracted by them, but you're more likely to get distracted by actually interacting with the device. If you're doing it with voice, which many cars have, but in my view never seem to work that well, you've got something there. Otherwise, it's knobs and buttons. Once on the wheel are okay, or some sort of touch screen. And what's happening in recent times is that people are wanting more and more information which is similar to that on their mobile phones. So there are a number of systems from Apple, from Google, etc., which actually convert what's happening on a phone onto the screen, which means they don't have to build in the complex technology inside the car. And you can have your address book, you can have your music, etc., actually projected onto the car.
Oh, well, floating up there. Because I suppose when you're driving, you do not want to be fiddling around with complex, fiddly things. You want it to be as simple as possible. So how are these companies trying to make it easy for you to interact with your car?
Yes. The one extreme, you've got the Tesla, which has got a 17-inch display in there, which is a great big thing that replaces a central console, which would be very tempting to browse the internet on, which would be fine if you had an autonomous vehicle, but clearly not if you're having to drive. At the other end, this Gesticon company is actually monitoring the hands on the wheel and monitoring the fingers, and can detect where the fingers are in space effectively. So you can then either learn or teach it to recognize what volume up and volume down are, and changing the sat nav by selecting letters, etc.
Okay, and if I do jazz hands, turn the music up, that kind of thing.
Well, it could be as complicated as that, but that actually means you have to take hands off the steering wheel,
yeah,
I suspect.
Do that.
So don't do that exactly. But the bigger issue, of course, is the fact that there's too many people with phones in the cars, and the real serious danger of using your phone while you're driving. And the figures are showing that in the UK that the number of road deaths is actually creeping back up again, even though it's been going down for many years. And the suspicion is that people are using texting and using the phone rather than the car.
So all this new technology, there's a danger that it will, instead of helping us, will distract us more from what's actually going
Absolutely.
On the
roads. Absolutely, it is doing that already. I mean, in the medium term, autonomous vehicles means you can go to sleep in the car. You shouldn't worry about this at all. But in the meantime, somehow, you know, there's got to be something in there that actually stops us picking up, or not us, you know, it's mainly younger people, unfortunately, that's picking up the phone and doing things that they really, really mustn't do.
It's too tempting to go on social media while they're doing
driving
the long
along.
Journeys.
Yeah, exactly.
When will we see this across all cars, do you think, this sort of brilliant interface where you can say, car, take me here, or car, turn up the volume, or wave your hands?
With the voice, that's sort of supposed to be there already, but I've never had really worked for me. But if you take it in terms of the mobile devices, many of them, there are not just the big electronic manufacturers like Apple, but there are many cars like BMW and Ford have already got those built in.
Wow, I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Peter. That was
Thank
Peter
you very
Cowley.
Much. Thank you.